are you doing? It's time. Put your magazine down.
I'm busy.
Put your magazine down.
Busy, busy, busy.
Put your damn magazine down, lady. It is time for Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's us. It is a Monday. A day like any other day, I left the small town for the apple indicator. It was
Monday.
My destiny. It's what we needed to do. We're singing two different songs. I thought I was going all white guy, yacht rock, foreigner on your ass is what I thought I was doing, but I guess not. Because I know you know that song. I thought you would join me. I don't know that.
Your song was better than the one I had.
Well, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. We did our distancing thing as best we could.
Yeah.
We have some people that we saw, two people. And that's in our circle.
Our inner circle.
And we just had a really good time with them. And, you know, we're not going to, you know, go any further than that.
Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know.
We did the best we could do. So there you go. So everybody, hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Thank you very much.
I'm surprised you admitted it to it.
Well, only because I've been spending it online. Well, there's two things. I want to talk about this gift that you got me. And then I also want to talk about what I've been spending my birthday doing. We've talked on this show many times about where we live, downtown Seattle. We love this city. It's getting harder and harder to live in.
Yeah, short term.
Yeah, absolutely. We've done a lot, which I'm going to be getting into for this city. We're good neighbors.
We are. We're good citizens.
Yeah, I think so. I think we do our absolute best. We're going to get into that here in just a second. But the thing is, I've been fighting with people on Twitter because I responded to our council member. His name is something Lewis.
Andrew Lewis.
Who's weak? He's weak.
He is. I think he's just inexperienced.
He's weak, but he's trying, and I think that that's good, but he doesn't listen to us.
No.
And we have reached out many, many times. I'm sure we're not the only people. I'm sure he's pretty busy. It's a pretty crazy time for him right now.
I've heard a lot of people, a lot of our neighbors saying that they've tried calling, emailing, nothing gets...
Yeah, nothing at all. So nothing. I made a comment, and now I'm fighting all these people who think that I'm some sort of crazy... Like MAGA hat wearing something or other.
Well, you know what?
You're either one or the other.
Yeah, you're an extreme. You can't just be a moderate, you know, logical thinking person.
Yeah, and then you're not anymore.
One extreme or the other.
Yeah, that's what it is right now. Yeah. You just can't have any common sense anymore. You gotta pick your side and you gotta ride or die with them.
Stupid.
You know? Kinda like being married, I guess. But anyway, before we get into that, I do want to thank you for this. That's kind of a fun gift. Who says that they think they need to drink more? And I'm that guy. I don't drink very much at all.
Yeah.
I am not a drinker.
Yeah.
And when I do, it's very easy for me to stop.
Yeah.
I have one cocktail. I don't do anything. You got me. Explain what you got.
It's fun. So, you know, and I don't know why I didn't think about this years ago, but I never paid much attention to advent calendars.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to find you a pre-made advent calendar, you know, pre-assembled and everything with like good booze in it. So a drink a day. Drink a day.
And it's funny because I sent all these people that are living to these ripe old ages.
Yeah.
You hear they drink like a glass of whiskey a night. Or wine, or that one woman we heard that drinks milk and rum. And she lived into her hundreds.
Yeah.
So I'm going, you know what? Why don't I have a cocktail every night?
Why don't
you? How hard is this? I know that I don't have a problem. No. I don't think it would lead into a problem.
No. So the only cool ones that I could find were not available, or they were in the UK. You could get them in the UK.
Yeah.
So I went on Etsy and I found, I'm like, I'm just going to make my own. So I found this box. It's made just for this. It didn't have the alcohol
in it. It's a big box. It's almost the size if you were buying some boots.
Shoes.
Or something like that. Yeah.
And so, it's an alcohol? Cocktail?
So,
spirit.
And every day you open it up and there's some, can I open tomorrow's up? Come on, let me do it.
All right.
Gives me a day to think about.
Okay.
So what do I do?
There's one.
I can't. You don't want me to pull that because you want to use the box on somebody else.
I know. Well, no, not somebody else. I want to use it again next year for us.
You are such a cheap bastard.
Now, this box was more than it looks like it should have been. I mean, it's cardboard, but it was.
Okay, how much did it go for?
I'm going to tell you it's a gift.
Tell me.
How much? Oh, let me ask you this.
Well, you said it was a lot of money. It is a cardboard box with four.
It's got 24
holes.
Days of Christmas.
Oh, 24 days of Christmas. Hello. I didn't know that.
And it says, and by the way, all of these colors on here, I hand-colored all that in. So it was just, it was printed, but there were no.
Oh, you made it fancy.
I did.
I appreciate the work you really put into this.
So knowing that, how much would you pay for this box?
Well, it's a cardboard box.
Yes.
Is all it is, with some sort of thing where you could pop open a little top of each little.
Like tabs.
And then the inside, it's got separators. So I imagine there's a mark up there. I'm going to go with $50.
Oh, you were close. It's like 56, I think.
Oh, look at
that's
that.
That's a lot for cardboard.
Could you open it? I want to see what this is. What I'm going to be drinking tomorrow on the first. And so you said some of these I have to make mixed drinks, and some of them
you're
I could just
want
do.
To. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just depends.
I'm curious to see what you put in number one. Yes, I'm. See, you don't.
I didn't plan. I just put it because they're not in order, so I didn't really.
So we don't have it. It is the. Let's go with the middle. Which row are you in? That's not it.
Yeah, it is. It's the second one down.
That's it. Okay. What would I get? Oh, some Maker's Mark whiskey.
Yeah.
Why not?
I am.
Interesting. I will have that tomorrow. All right. Thank you,
here,
buddy.
Let's put it back in. We'll get it out tomorrow.
Okay. All right. You know, the show is taking off, by the way.
Yeah.
So much so that Miranda Ray Mayo, she's an actress. She's on Chicago Fire, I believe. Has a little something she wanted to say when we had her on my other radio show.
I'm excited to check out your podcast, Gang of Two. I'm like, I need some advice in my life. So I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Well, it's a hilarious looking coupledom from a couple of dumbs, and my wife.
They're divorced now, though.
No, we're not. Anyway, thank you, Miranda.
That
was
sweet.
Very nice of her, huh?
Hey, do I need another Anda?
You know what? She looks like a really cool chick to hang out with.
She could join the inner circle.
She looks like a cool chick you could hang out with. All right, let's see here. You know, I did not want today to be stressful. I don't want any day to be stressful. Yeah. I don't want to spend my time online arguing with people.
No.
In fact, I usually go out of my way not to. I let people do their voice. I don't like people who have fake accounts that chime in to me. You're just a nothing.
There's a reason for that. They don't have a backbone. They're hiding something.
They're hiding something. They don't, their opinion, they're afraid of their opinion, obviously. They're not going to stand by it.
Right.
I don't have answers for anything. I don't have anything. All I know is my own personal experience. That's all I know.
Sure. Like anybody.
And all I know right now is I want all this stuff to be over with. I want to go to a shitty diner, have a shitty milkshake with my shitty wife, and get on with life.
Yes.
That is just what I want to do.
Yeah.
So, by the way, speaking of, you know, you took that well, by the way. I like that. Oh. You were very funny this last week with your physical comedy.
Was I?
Yes.
I've been working on it.
Now I'm going to tell a story you're not going to like.
Oh, great.
But she has been working on her physical comedy, apparently. She did a walk across the house yesterday. We don't have a big house. We have a condo. She did a walk across it, staring at me the whole way, and then acted like she ran into the kitchen countertop, which is very funny, very slapsticky, and you had a goofy, dumb look on your face. The best one was last night, though. You had on your reading glasses, which are, you know, kind of old lady-ish, the ones you had on, like the kind you buy at the store and you have to put on the end of your nose, you know?
Okay, like these?
Yeah, like those. And you never fart.
No, I don't. Smell it.
I will say this. We've been married 27 years. Mm-hmm. 27 years. Out of the 27 years, I don't think you're in the double figures with me hearing you fart.
Yeah.
Yesterday you did, and you looked over the glasses that were on the bridge of your nose like Santa reading, you know, 'twas the night before Christmas.
I forgot about that.
That made me laugh. It was very, very
funny.
We
all fart. We all poop.
Yeah, it was funny. So, all right, let's face this right now. Let me bring up my Twitter page here real quick. You can follow me at Terry James. Sherry is not on Twitter. She doesn't do any of that stuff. It's not her deal. It's not really my deal either, but apparently it is. I want to mention some of these people. There's a guy named at Minus Peach. His Minus. Name. These are people that have all commented on me commenting to Andrew Lewis, the council member. Okay? So a lot of people were very kind, even though they disagreed. Mm-hmm. They were thoughtful about it. They weren't being mean.
Are you trying to tell me nobody on there agreed with you?
Well, he was announcing, Andrew Lewis was announcing that he finally worked through some red tape to get some stuff done about finding some shelter for some of these people.
BFD.
Which is cool. Well, we hear it before, and it's sad. Because, we'll tell you the truth, I lived in my car for a year and a
half.
You did. And I never called myself homeless.
Right.
I was just a guy chasing a dream with nowhere to go.
And you didn't think about it. I mean, in hindsight, you were, but
I was.
I'm sure at the time you didn't think you were.
I by any means, I do not want to compare myself to anything that these people have going through.
Why not?
Because I don't have a mental illness.
Right.
I never had a drug problem, never even tried drugs.
That's all part of the mental illness, by the way.
Well,
according to the DSM, if you're an addict, you're mentally ill.
Well,
go.
Okay, well, I'm not going to get into that. I'm just saying that you and I do a lot. I understand it, is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. I took showers at the college, is what I did at UCSB in Santa Barbara. Everyone goes, ooh, Santa Barbara, rough place to be, the homeless.
Whatever.
Well, they just had an encampment fire there last night, a couple nights ago as well.
Yeah.
So I'm very sympathetic towards homeless. As you know, we've made friends with a lot of the homeless people around our neighborhood. I don't know what happened to Isaiah.
He's
gone now. But if you remember, I took Isaiah into my radio show when I was doing weekends at Cairo FM in Seattle to talk about his issues.
Yeah, you did.
And he's a really fun guy. He would sing for money. He was just, I liked him. Yeah. I really liked him, and I felt that he needed some help.
Yeah, he kind of pissed me off at the end, one of the last times we saw him. But
yeah, but that's, you know, they're not, it's not up to us.
He clearly didn't want to work too hard.
No, he had a job. And anyway, besides that, he's just, I took him in there, put him on the show.
You did.
So it's not like we're here sitting going, you stupid, lazy, homeless people, you sons of bitches.
Right.
However, I would be willing to bet out of the people that we have met in our own experience and the people that we have seen, they do not want help. We have seen just the other day, people tried to steal tip jars off of coffee things over at Monorail Espresso.
We've seen people outright stealing, walking in, taking two six-packs and walking straight out.
Yes, at Bartels over here where there's a bunch of homeless encampments around. And it's something that they have to deal with all the time.
And I'm sick of it.
I'm not only sick of that, I'm just sick of everybody acting like that's okay.
Yeah. When was that okay?
The people that, so the, here's the guy here. Here, James Taylor is his name, Minus Peach. There's council member Andrew Lewis, and here's what his tweet was. There are far too many people living in Seattle public spaces because we, as a city government, make it too hard, costly, and time-consuming to build housing with wraparound services for people in crisis need. Makes sense. I intend to change that. He wants to change. Good for you. Good for you. You have never been there, Andrew Lewis, for us to talk to.
Never.
We've gone to all the things. We even went to a city council meeting when they were putting in some of the homeless things, and it wasn't even a meeting. It was them telling us what's going on. I'm here to tell you. I'm not Mr. Conspiracy Theory. The homeless business in Seattle, putting up these tiny houses and all that.
It's a scam.
It is a racket.
Yes,
it is. What it is. People are getting paid high dollars just so the council members of the city go, this is what we've done. And then they go on and tackle other problems.
Right.
But that's not really what's happening. It's really, really bad. Okay. Yeah. Another person here is Goober's Gotta Goob.
Oh, jeez.
He wrote something down, said, you wouldn't have lasted 10 minutes in Denny Park in the 70s or 80s. Your kids are safer now than would be in the suburbs. You should definitely move to Covington or Idaho. Listen, at its snuffart, you mean nothing to me. Okay,
that's an asinine statement. You wouldn't have been able to make it in the 70s. It's not that time, and it's we're in. What is it? 2020.
Yes,
it's a different time.
You know,
a different place. Shut the fuck up.
I probably would have been really bad in a covered wagon coming west too.
What a stupid comment.
Well, that's what these people are, Sherry. Okay, then we've got. Let's see here. There's Sacred Fart again. There's a number station 1312, static redirect. Okay, yeah, there's another person proud
memorable.
Of them. Another person proud of themselves. Very, very proud of themselves. Apparently, they've done well. It says, oh, wait a minute. It says, boosting, sharing, and communications at the combination Duwamish land, anarchist jurisdiction, and corporate dystopia.
Ooh! He's a disruptor.
You are a disruptor. Ooh. Yeah.
You know, here's the problem, Terry. Too many people make these blanket statements about groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
All homeless are not created the same. They're different people. It's like saying all the cops are all the same. They're not. There are some bad cops or some good cops. It's not fair to say all of the homeless are there because I hit hard times. That's not true. It's also not hard. It's not fair to say that they're all addicts. But I will say what I've seen, the vast majority of homeless people are also addicts.
Yeah.
Just facts, just straight statistics.
Yes. Here's another one. This is my favorite one. Elise is her name. She at least has her picture. Her Twitter is at TARBNLEOW. Okay. And it says, LMAO. I also have to wear a Kevlar vest when I go to South Lake Union. Hate having to dodge the snipers taking pot shots. Here, listen.
Where does she even live?
I'm looking at her. She's like a puffy little 18-year-old, maybe. I don't know. Who lives at La Verda Luna Luna. Okay, listen. Follows Super Mario. She loves Super Mario, but all of a sudden she's going to weigh in on what it's like living downtown.
Yeah.
She has no effing clue. She's just a punky, stupid little kid who was online to feel good about themselves.
She probably leaves in Renton.
Whatever it is.
It probably never comes downtown.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of...
I'm sorry. We have a right to be safe in our own neighborhood.
Yes, we do.
I have every right to feel safe.
Yeah.
And getting rid of crime is not a crazy idea.
We don't want to keep going on and on about it, but our experiences, I invited these people to listen to the show. I doubt they will, but I invited them to listen to the show to hear from us.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing as well as I am right now, but you're like, shut the fuck up, you whore. No. We live in a high rise condo.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is boarded up.
Right.
Everything's boarded up.
Yeah. Has been for months.
Yeah. Can't even look outside.
Right.
So that's a fun thing.
Yeah.
Another thing is, and that's not the homeless problem. That's the other
problem. It's part of it.
That's
part of it.
The other problem that's going on. That's because of people like the disruptor that messaged me.
By the way, like every other day, our building is getting broken into. I'm 99% sure it's by a homeless asshole living up the street at Denny Park.
Yes. So... And it is. We never had these problems until they opened up the park for this homeless tent thing, okay?
Yes.
It's just people are shitting in the streets, no lie.
Yes, right.
There's people screaming outside our window at night,
right.
Screaming just high on drugs.
Yeah.
There's being broken into. We get messages from our building all the time. They're catching people down there. There are people that are being broken into their storage units and their cars if you leave something in there. It's total mayhem.
It is.
But you know what? These people don't think that we have a right to be concerned and to feel underheard by our city council.
Right.
To the point now where we're like, Sherry, We've had enough.
Right.
We've just had enough of it. That's all it is.
Yep.
We have done so many things for the homeless community. We've done all, we've given money. We've done all that type of stuff. And look at this, you know, and
we've prayed for them. And we've prayed for them.
And yes. And these losers online are treating us like, you know,
like, I don't know what.
Like I said, some sort of MAGA hat wearing, you know, get a job, you motherfucker.
Here's an idea. I'll start listening to them as soon as they start listening to us.
I'll start listening to them as soon as you start using your real name and picture.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, at least I got to give the doughy little girl that. And this James Taylor guy looks like he has his picture, you know. Tweets about transit, housing, politics, and miscellaneous local issues from the... Oh, geez. It's all the from the lands of the Duwamish people. So apparently I'm on some sort of Duwamish.
By the way, the Duwamish is not this neighborhood. Do you know where it is?
It's
down by Boeing.
Yeah.
That's how far away it is from
Well,
here.
You know, it's, listen, it's bad everywhere. I've lived in big cities. You've lived in big cities. It usually seems to be contained in certain parts of town. Oh, don't go to that part of town. You know, it's pretty rough type of thing. This city was like that. Don't go to certain parts of town. Don't go to Belltown at night. Don't go to Pioneer Square. Don't go even south to Soto. Don't do any of that. Now it's, you just can't go anywhere. It's just everywhere.
At night, I wouldn't go outside at night.
It's just everywhere. So, guys, good luck to you in your little wars. I hope that one day you're not in the position that we are in, to where you've spent your life savings on a house.
Right.
And
yeah.
And the horrible leadership, horrible, horrible leadership. I don't have the answer, but I do know it's not just throwing money at somebody who's going to take $1 million and spend $10,000 on homeless people. This is exactly what these people are doing.
They act like all they need is a house. No, they don't. What they really, really need is some mental health.
There's some people that need help. And,
yes.
And here's the problem.
Let's start there. That's the crux of the problem here.
And here's one more problem where I have all you nameless, faceless people that want to tweet me on Twitter. The problem is all of these break-ins that are happening in our house, all of the crazy stuff that's going on right in our neighborhood, 30 feet from a police department.
Yeah.
30 feet.
Right.
I can throw a tennis ball right on their roof right now.
Yeah, we can look over and we can
feet.
See their, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yep.
Great. So there's that. I wish you guys the best of luck. You don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to what you're going through, but I guarantee you, you don't have the experience we're having right now.
Exactly.
I guarantee it to you, sons of bitches.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
That was fun.
We are doing Christmas at home for the first time ever. We're not going anywhere for Christmas.
We're going to celebrate it with the homeless.
Hey, you know what? If things keep going, we might end up that way.
I know. Yeah. And here's the thing. When somebody says to me, what are you doing to help the homeless situation? You know what I'm doing? I'm keeping myself housed. I got my hands full just doing that. If we all did that, none of us would be homeless, right?
See, now that sounds like a horrible statement.
No,
that sounds like somebody who doesn't really understand what's happening.
Not at all.
Get a job.
That's not what I was saying.
$1 million.
What I'm saying
can't
is,
do this.
And what I'm saying is,
that's what it sounds like.
We don't have a lot of extra, you know, resources to help someone else. I am focused on helping ourselves because I am scared to death, you know, of being broke when we're retired. I got my hands full with you and me.
Yeah, I understand
what I'm saying.
That. But how does that compare to what they're going through?
So when they say,
I'm sure they would rather trade places with us any effing second.
I'm talking about someone who is not homeless, standing there in judgment of us and saying, what are you doing? You know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I'm keeping myself housed. That's what I'm doing.
Well, we've done a lot of things. I'm very proud of what we do for our community. We will continue to do things for our community. We will continue to vote. I will never vote for this guy.
No.
I will never vote for any of these
people. And here was what we did, Terry. I believe we did vote for him.
I know we did.
Yeah. Because he promised a lot of things and didn't deliver.
Well, you know, it's crazy what's happening here.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's also no fun being on a nationally syndicated radio show that is on a lot of cities in the Southeast that watch Fox News.
Yeah.
And they get that spin of what Seattle's like. They still think the Chaz is a thing. They still think that we are, you know, that it's just absolutely nuts. And it is nuts here now. We're not going to take it away from you, but it's, you know, at least we're wearing masks.
Yeah, no kidding.
At least we actually believe in facts and science and all that. So there's that. All right. Anyway, wow. We spent a lot of time on this.
We did. We should probably just right there.
No, we do have a Dear Dumbs email that we need to get to here. Want to thank people that are sending us their Dear Dumbs letters or emails. Letters, what am I saying? Dear Dumbs, you could read it monthly in the Folio Weekly. Just try, figure that one out yourself. You could read it monthly. Our show is basically about being married and having fun and, you know, we do dumb things.
Nice and light, yeah, like today, this show today.
Today, well, listen, this is the way I chose. I could have stayed offline. I could have not commented like I normally do, but I did. And then all of a sudden, these bleeding heart, hopeless, clueless.
They're extremists.
Absolute, yeah.
I don't have any time for extremists.
On either side.
Right.
On either side. Right. There's common sense in there.
Right.
Something has to be done. For the people that need it.
And to have a civil society, this is what needs to happen.
Yeah, and have a civil society, there has to be rules. There has to be laws.
Yeah.
There has
I don't want to live in a society that there does not have that.
Yeah, well, listen. They're Antifa. Oh. Antifa. Oh, boy. Okay, sorry. Here we go. Okay, I've had enough. Here we go. Dear Dumbs, this is what we normally do. This is what the show is really like. If you're brand new to the show, just download it. Something horrible happened to me yesterday, and I immediately thought that you two are the only people I trust with this situation.
Oh.
Pretty nice, huh?
Nice.
My boyfriend and I are in our early 20s. We've been together now for over 2 years. We plan to marry at the end of next year after I graduate from Florida State.
Nice.
Congratulations.
That's
good for
great.
You. All right. Way to go, you little stud, you. Mm. I was at his house, and we were right in the middle of having sex when his father walked in the room. It was very obvious what we were doing. There was no denying at all. His father looked me right in the eyes, froze for a second, then turned around and left. I am so embarrassed. First, what position was she in? I gotta know.
I know.
Looked her in the eyes, so she was probably just getting nailed from behind.
Oh, God.
And Had to be. Dad!
Where was this? Was it in his room? Was he in his bedroom? And if so, why was his dad just walking into his 20-something-year-old son's bedroom?
It says here, I'm so embarrassed. How can I ever face this man again? He told his son to let me know that he's very sorry and that he didn't mean to walk in on us.
Oh.
That made me feel better, but I'm still very afraid to see him in person.
I would be too.
Any help would be appreciated.
Move. Move to Australia.
Tell him you're a lesbian. And
move to Australia.
Yeah. Yes. Move to the Duwamish County or whatever it is, or Idaho.
Move to Australia, and all you have to do then is just Zoom time.
Yeah.
You won't have to.
Move to one of these people's places.
Where you don't have to see him ever again. In the face. That's what I would do.
I have so many questions. This is where I wish we could have to see him in the face.
That's
pretty
awful.
See, it sucks because, you know, I would have my first initial would have been thing. What did he really see? You could say it wasn't you.
Right.
You know, you could say it was the back of somebody's head, depending on what you were doing. But he looked you right in the eyes, which makes me wonder how compromising your position truly was.
Yeah. Well, so, what's the name of that song, Shaggy? Wasn't me.
Oh, no, wasn't me. Yeah, wasn't me.
You keep saying it. Maybe eventually he'll.
Oh, that's the way things are now. You just tell people it wasn't you and it wasn't you.
Facts aren't, don't matter.
Or just create a fake Twitter account and go attack people. So, you know, it's the brave way. It's the way to really handle situations. So, I think that you do have a problem here.
I know.
I think it's cool that the guy's father reached out and said, I'm so sorry. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know what room they were in. Didn't say he was walking into the guy's bedroom.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
I don't know if maybe they're on the couch, in the garage. I have no idea where they were.
He apologized for walking, so I almost feel like it was the bedroom. He accidentally walked in. Maybe he thought nobody was home.
Yeah, but why would he be walking into
Yeah, I know. He shouldn't be doing that. Well, maybe that's a lesson for him.
And if no noise was being made, and he didn't notice that walking in the room, number one, your boyfriend ain't very good at sex. Yeah. He ain't giving it to you right.
Yeah.
He's just not doing it right. That's what you should be concerned about, that you are quiet during sex.
Here's the good news. They're young. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a long time that they'll be together, hopefully, if it's a successful marriage.
Oh, you'll tell your next husband all about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So either this marriage won't last, or if it does, it'll be so long that, you know, this will be forgotten in 20 years.
Yeah. I think that time will heal on this one. I think that if you plan on being with this guy, and you obviously do, things like that are going to crop up.
Oh, what about this?
What?
What if she asked him to get hypnotized? The future father-in-law.
To unsee what he saw?
To unsee it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he wants to unsee it too.
You think so?
Oh, I'm convinced.
I don't think so.
Who wants to see? I'm sure he didn't mind
you've
seeing
heard of
her.
You've heard of a thing called porn, right?
I'm sure he doesn't mind seeing her, but his own flesh and blood, seeing his son in a situation like that is probably pretty scarring.
Yeah, but I think it's different for a father and son. I know that's horrible to say. I know that's, sexist. But how many dads that I know, how many guys do I know that have children and have a son are proud when their son goes and bangs? Like D on our show. D is proud when his son's going bang all these chicks. But if anybody touches his daughter,
oh, that's
he doesn't
totally
want to
sexist.
Hear about it.
That's totally freaking sexist.
I know.
But I'm not. That's a different issue. I'm talking about actually seeing flesh and blood firsthand with your eyes.
Yeah.
Getting
nailed. Have you ever walked in on like a parent having sex or anything?
No. No.
You had to think about it.
I heard something through a door once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And did that scar you forever?
No.
Did they ever hear you? Did they ever,
My brother walked in one time. We weren't actually, it was a little heavy petting. If you get my drift.
Okay. I get your drift. And brothers, that's another thing. Brothers are very protective over their sister. Hopefully, it's like, okay, maybe not. Anyway, what are we going to tell this woman?
I like my
What was her name?
Hypnosis idea.
I want to refer
How
to her
How about her hypnosis
name.
Idea? I that had a cake. I came up with an idea.
Guess what her name is? Amanda.
Is How it many really?
People? Yeah, Amanda.
How funny.
Okay, listen, Amanda. Time will heal this. Mm-hmm. You're going to be fine. Mm. You'll probably laugh about it.
And is he going to be fine, though? The father-in-law.
Yeah, well, it sounds like he's going to be okay. Maybe he doesn't want to be around you either right now.
Yeah.
That's why he sent the message instead of telling you himself.
Right. That's right.
So just go with that. Accept the message. Tell him that, this is where your boyfriend has to play the middleman here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He has to say, yes, she too feels bad about it. It was something nobody ever really wanted you to see.
It'll make for some creative Christmas gift possibilities.
Depending on how funny they are and how much fun they could have about laughing about themselves.
Right.
Maybe
that's what you do.
This has years of residual laughter to it.
It could be. I mean, they weren't, they're engaged, right?
Yeah.
Nobody had anything strange.
Yeah, that's the point. You're getting married. Yeah, there wasn't any. It's not like he had a pogo stick and you were, you had feathers all over yourself and honey or anything like that.
We're assuming.
Yeah, we're assuming that. Whatever it is, he looked you right in the eyes.
That's another good strategy. Just, laugh at it.
She should have stared back and went, I wish it was you, Pops. Just kept staring at him.
Oh my God. Like for Christmas. How about some eye blinder, an eye mask?
An eye mask for him to walk into rooms with?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that once again, Amanda, I think time will heal this. I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You'll get over the embarrassment.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of embarrassing things happen to me in my life.
Yeah.
And I will continue to do so.
Oh, yeah.
And it's up to you of how long you want to hang on to that feeling or not. I think it's great that he apologized.
Yeah.
And he took the initiative.
Yeah.
And you have to give him credit for that. I would send him a message back thanking him for that. and just say, let them know. Just be honest. Be upfront and say, yes, I am really, I'm very embarrassed right now. I hope you understand.
She could follow it up with, and if you like what you saw, if it doesn't work out with your son.
Share. Here, I thought we were able to wrap this thing up, but no.
That would be funny. Well, Sherry, that would be funny.
Sherry chimed in, everybody. I want to thank our Patreon Jumped In members who make this show happen. Speaking of, and we're not a Patreon, and what we're using your help for, streaming is a big deal. And I got an email today.
Oh, yeah?
From the streaming company that I have been looking at, and they have got a... What is this Monday? Cyber Monday deal.
Oh.
10%, $10 a month for three platforms. So I'm going to be looking into that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And hopefully, and I'll be streaming that. Also, the Terry James Alive show and any other damn show that I come up with and want to try. We just love doing this. We're having a lot of fun. You know, we're just people.
We're people.
With problems. Make mistakes. Having say things people. That we regret.
Awkward.
Yeah. What?
My song.
Yeah. Cook, Flat, and Strobel, surveyors and engineers. Thank you very much, guys. Psychic Kami, you rock. Thank you very much, Psychic Kami. Jeff and Angie Strumier. Jeff still wants to come work for the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't know what he would do, but damn it. Why not? Panini Pete.
Pete.
The world famous Panini Pete that you could see on the Food Channel. You've probably seen him on there many times.
Food Network, Food Channel,
Food This, Food That. He's on there all over the place. Guys, Grocery Games.
Oh, yeah.
He's on all kinds of things over there. So thanks to Mandini Pete for your help. Prestige Worldwide Web Services. Visit them online at Prestige Online at prestigeworldwide.com. I bet they have a good website. If they don't, they should probably get out of the business because that's what they do.
That would be bad advertising.
Sasan and everybody at PrescientSurgical.com, who has been working very hard doing things. They've been awarded some really cool things. Very excited about seeing the stuff that they have been talking about.
Nice.
WeBingeTV.com, Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com. For all of your television watching needs, we watched something over the... We binge watched.
We did.
On vacation, we watched The Gambit.
Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit. Great.
It was great. It was fantastic. I highly enjoyed it.
I know nothing about chess. You don't need to know anything about chess. Watch it. The last line of the show, it just sums everything up. It was great.
That was a recommendation from Jack and Barb.
Yes, it was.
Oh, I did not know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. TheMerTaylor.com. You know what they make?
They make mermaid.
Well, that's suits. A hell of a guess. I mean, out of all the things you could have chosen.
I know. I had consulted Psychic Kami.
Yes, and wow, she's teaching you how to get in touch with your inner self. That's good.
Kami.
TheMerTaylor.com. Go online, 10% off if you use Gang of Two, the code, minus their silicone products. And we also want to thank the Autry House, Dennis and Peggy Autry.
Love.
Best people in the world.
Yes.
We love them. They're just terrific. And Larry Lowry. She distributes wellness products. Natural Pathways is the name of it. And she does that. Whoa, wrong one. And she does that stuff. Visit her at Facebook or on Facebook at facebook.com. Laree, LareeStroHlowry. Find out the pathways, things that she has. And like her page.
Nice.
Support all you. All these people support one another. It's fun seeing them online.
It is
fun. You know, liking each other's tweets and posts and things. We've created a little family here. It's pretty good.
But we're not going to get together for the holidays because of COVID.
Yes, we're not doing any of that. Oh. You know, what do I have to look forward to? I got an eye doctor this week. Got an eye doctor
to get my boobs smashed.
What does that mean?
Mammogram.
Oh, look at us.
How exciting.
Look at us taking care of ourselves.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, thank you so much. Sorry for the homeless thing. We know that everybody's experience is different, but I feel better. I'm hoping these, you know, some people were very nice, even though they disagreed with what I had to say.
I'll bet there's more people that agree with you that just, you know.
There are a few people that agreed. Absolutely. Yeah. There's some people that get it. It's nobody has an answer.
Yeah.
And I do know this for sure. And not only we've talked to all of our people that we live in the buildings with together here, you know, at the meetings and all that.
Right.
We are not heard. We are not heard.
No.
And they don't care.
Nope.
They don't care at all.
And here's the really ironic part is, you know, we're the ones that are paying the taxes.
Well, there's that line. They've been waiting to hear that. You just made them go, there it is.
But here's the thing.
I pay your salary.
I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is the people, you're chasing away the people that are paying the taxes. So
you definitely
let's
are.
Chase away all the people out of town that are paying the taxes keep the people that are doing nothing but taking.
There you go.
How are you going to? That's not sustainable. There you go.
We'll end on that positive note. Everybody have a great week. We'll get back to you guys on Monday. We'll have some more fun stuff planned
yes.
for Monday's show. Every Monday is a gang of two. Download it, share it. We appreciate you guys so much. Have a great one, everybody.